That's the sound of students walking between Bracken Library and Emmons Auditorium last semester. Here's the sound this semester. Senior Alicia Davis and other pedestrians have to file through a narrow, fenced-in walkway to get past the auditorium's loading dock, which is under construction.
I'm kind of annoyed because I'm used to just going straight from the library, straight across the atrium, and now I have to take this kind of, like, this detour.
But some students, such as sophomore Cassandra Alexander, say they're used to construction on campus.
I don't think it's too bad since it's not that much farther to go out of the way with only one of the entrances being closed, but it is a little bit annoying.
Jim Lowe, the man in charge of construction at Ball State, says planning for this project began long before the first concrete was poured.
Although you only physically see three and a half months worth of work, this is a project that was in the queue perhaps several years ago.
He says the project is still on schedule to finish in November, despite recent rainy days. The construction crews will be repairing the concrete around the loading dock and upgrading the dock itself. That includes installing a new generator underneath the dock, which will provide power for emergency exit lights in the auditorium in case of a power outage. As for money, Lowe says the funding for the project comes from the state, not from students' pockets.
No, the funding source, general repair and rehabilitation, is not fees driven by tuition.
Although students will have to walk around the construction site for another month or two, they may not notice much visible improvement besides new concrete. But Cassandra Alexander doesn't mind the wait.
It does seem like it's an ongoing process, but they're trying to make the campus better, so I guess it's worth it.
In Muncie, Paul Brown, WCRD News.